Thank you for calling customer support. This is Asia speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. You sure may. My name is James Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R.
Okay. How may I help you today?
Well, on my January statement, there was a $6.95 charge to Simple Style Solution, and it was getting so close to time to pay the bill. I didn't want to pay a late fee or anything. I paid the $6.95. I didn't even bother to check to see what it was.
Okay.
It was posted on January the 13th. It's called Simple Lifetime Solution.
Okay.
$6.95.
Okay, you say you don't know what that is?
I have no idea what it is now.
Okay.
Now the serious problem. On January the 29th, Simple Lifestyle Solution now has posted a charge to my card for $59.95. And I didn't order anything from those folks at all.
All right, sir. Would you mind giving me your zip code to see if you have an account on file with those?
Sure. 75051. Maybe someone got the wrong credit card number similar to mine or something, but these are beauty products, and I'm an 87-year-old man. I don't need any beauty products.
Okay, Mr. James. Okay, well, I do have an account with your name on it. Could you verify your shipping address, and I could tell you about these charges?
Sure. My shipping address is 819 Beechcraft Avenue, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75051.
All right. So it looks here like it was a smart health watch purchased.
It's a what now?
A smart health watch.
Oh, a smart watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the $6.95. That. Okay. I remember that now. I took a survey. They said, okay, you get a prize free for taking a survey, and it's a smart watch. And all you have to do is pay the shipping charges. So I went ahead and paid for that. I got the little smartwatch. It's worth $6.95. It's really kind of amazing. But where the $59.95 come from, I have no idea.
Okay, so
that one I would do protest. I did not order anything else from these folks whatsoever.
Okay, sir. So what that was.
I want to pay my bill, and I was getting set to pay it, and I said, whoa, wait a minute, what's that $59.95 on there?
So what that was is, when you purchased that smartwatch, when you paid that shipping and handling fee, what that was a trial. You were in a trial period for 14 days to test the watch out and see if you like it. Now, you didn't call to cancel within that 14 days. You were billed the full amount for that watch, which was $59.95.
Oh, my God. They gave no such instructions to me whatsoever. I've got the box laying in there with everything that came with it, and there was no such instructions whatsoever to that effect.
Yes, sir. Now, everything was stated in the terms and conditions and also in the fine print before you purchased these products.
It was just a simple survey, and they said, okay, now you got a watch free. All you have to do is pay the shipping charges. And
yes.
that was the end of the conversation. There was no further anything about, hey, this is a trial, and, you're going to be billed some more. None of that was stated to me whatsoever. Apparently, this is some kind of a scam thing that's going on, because none of that was made clear at all. I promise you, it was not.
Yes, sir. Now,
I've got a smartwatch. I've got an Apple smartwatch. This was a $5.95 for or $6.95 for a watch that, you know, almost free. Why not? You know, $6.95. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for taking their survey. That's what the condition was.
Yes, sir. Now, I do understand it. Now, as I stated, everything was stated in the fine print. And when you checked out, you all had to agree. You had to check that box out to agree to those terms and conditions. Everything was stated in there as well.
But ma'am, there was nothing for me to review or check out. There was nothing.
Yes, sir. Now, Yes, sir. Before you purchase anything online, there is a terms and condition that you had to agree to before you purchase your whatever you're purchasing. Now, as I did say, everything was in the terms and conditions. You did check that box saying that you knew what you were signing up for. So that's why you were billed for that product.
That's absolutely ridiculous. It's a scam. It's a ripoff. It's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I've never been subjected to any type of a ripoff like that before. Again, there was nothing that I read that told me they're going to bill me $59.95 later on. Nothing was ever mentioned about $59.95 at all.
Yes, sir. Did you read the terms and conditions before checking out?
Well, gosh, that's January the 13th. It's a little hard for me to tell you what exactly I read then.
Well, everything was stated there. It's not a scam. Everything was stated in the terms and conditions. You did agree to those terms and conditions.
It's a scam. It's a ripoff.
Okay,
it is.
Sir.
The watch is not worth $67 is what that totals up. The watch is worth about $5.
Okay,
it's not
sir.
What the watch is worth. As a matter of fact, I thought about just throwing it away. It's so cheap. It's ridiculous. It's not even worth putting on your wrist, much less paying $60 for it, $67 actually. I have to, there's some kind of way I have to get out of paying for this. Now, it's just not, it's not right, it's not fair. I can return the watch to them in the box, to an address, or something, but I can't pay that for that stupid little $6-7 watch. That's ridiculous. I don't have that kind of money, first place.
Okay, sir.
I live on a fixed income. I've got Social Security and a small pension check, and that's it.
Okay, sir. Well, would you like 35% discount towards that watch?
I need to cancel it out. I'll return it or anything else that is asked of me to do, but I do not want the watch. I do not want to pay, I don't want to pay $59.95 or the $6.95 at all.
Okay, sir. Well, I wanted to apply my family and friends discount of 50% off that watch. Would you like to pay half price for that watch?
I don't think it's worth $10, hon. I really don't.
Okay. Well, let me see. You will have to.
$67 is what the total is, and I agreed to pay $6.95.
Okay, sir.
I'd be willing to pay $10 for it. It's not even worth $10 to me, but I'd be willing to pay $10 total for it. But that's all. I wish I hadn't even spent $6.95 to tell you the truth. But I will be willing to spend $10 for it if that'll settle things up with you.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, I do want to let you know there is a $9.95 restocking fee for you to return their product. So either way it goes, you will be having to pay something for this watch.
So if I return it to you, I have to pay the freight to you, and then you're gonna charge me $9.95. Is that right? That's restocking fee.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh my God. How in the world did I ever get into this? All right. Review to me what's the best you can do now. Apparently you're right. Maybe I didn't read the fine print somewhere, but I sure didn't see it. There was nothing said that I saw other than, hey, you got a watch free. All you have to do is pay the shipping and handling. And that was it. I read nothing further about any more additional charge. I really think the $59.95 should be credited. That amount should be credited to my card. I honestly think that's only fair. I was totally misled. There was nothing that was apparent that I was going to be billed $59.95. Nothing indicated that to me whatsoever.
Okay. All right, sir. So, I've tried to apply my family and friends discount of 50% off. You didn't want that. That restocking fee is $9.95. Let me get that return address for you. Give me a second.
Okay. Before we do all of that, how much are you going to credit me on my card?
Okay, sir. Now, okay. When you send that product back, once they receive that product, they will issue you that full refund minus that
$9.95.
Yes. That'll be $50 that you will be getting back.
All right. What about the $6.95? I mean, the original, $6.95. What about that?
Okay, sir. So that is a shipping charge. Since those bottles were shipped out, you don't receive a refund for that.
Ma'am, I may have to protest this charge and see if my credit card company can't talk to y'all and do something different. This is...
Okay, sir.
So
I said it. I mean, you are getting your full refund since those products were shipped out to you. You can't get that $6.95 back. That was your shipping and handling fee, and that was delivered to you, so you cannot get that back. Now, as I stated, once they receive that product, you will get your full refund issued back to you, minus that $9.95 restocking fee. There's no need to go to your bank about these charges because they are valid charges. I'm trying to get you the refund issued to you. I'm trying to get you to send that product back so you can get your money back. But that $6.95, you're not able to get that back.
I don't mind the $6.95. I agreed to that.
Okay.
And that's all I agreed to. I didn't agree to anything further. And I think that you should fully reimburse the $59.95, the restocking fee. That's ridiculous. $10 to restock something, that's outrageous. I think you should credit me the $59.95, and I'll return the watch to you.
Okay, sir. Well, as I stated, once they receive that product, they will issue you that refund. But until they get that product, you can't get a credit on your account.
I'm sorry. Say that again, ma'am.
I said once they receive that product, you will get your refund for that product. But I can't issue that refund until they receive it.
you're going to issue, you will refund the $59.95 then. Is that correct?
Yes, once they receive that product.
All right. If you'll credit the $59.95, I'll go to the expense of sending the watch back to you. Is that are we agreed now? Is that correct?
We agreed that once they receive that product, then you will get that credit. But on today, I'm not giving you a credit. But I am getting that account canceled out today, so you won't have any future billings. But yes, sir.
Okay. Once again, I'm a little bit vague on understanding. Make sure I'm clear. I'll box the watch up and send it back to an address that you tell me to,
mm-hmm.
and at my expense.
$9.
When you get it, I will expect a full credit of the $59.95.
Of $50. $50. They're gonna subtract it.
That's not right.
Sir, you have to pay that $9.95 restocking fee. So that is that total comes down to $50, sir.
That's where you got me. You keep saying I got to pay you money. I didn't order the darn $59.95 to start with.
Yes, sir. Yes, you did. You agreed to those terms and conditions.
I was told the watch was free for taking the survey.
Okay, sir.
So clearly.
All right, sir. Well, if you don't want to return that product, I will keep your account active. You don't have to return it, but your account will still be active since you are refusing to send that product back and pay that restocking fee. I'll just keep that account open. This is really all up to you. I've tried to help you. As I said, everything was stated in the terms and conditions. So these are valid charges.
How about, I don't want to do this, but how about I just dispute the charge and talk to my Capital One?
Which is very unnecessary.
Let them deal with you, because y'all are not doing right. You're doing me wrong. You're jipping me, and it's not right. It's not fair. I went into this very simply and followed instructions. Hey, I took the survey like I was offered to. And at the end, they said, "Do you got a choice here of some prizes that are
okay,
free.
Sir.
All you do is pay the shipping."
All right, sir.
Well,
if you don't want to return that product, I can issue 35% of that refund, and you can keep that product.
I'll return it if you'll credit $59.95.
Okay, if you pay the restocking fee All right.
No, that's not right. That's not fair, ma'am. That's jipping me now. That's taking money away from an 87-year-old man who's trying to just barely survive, and there you are trying to, get money out of me that I.
Okay. Would you like a 50% refund? That you did agree to.
I had agreed.
Okay, sir. Would you like a 50% refund? Would you like a 50% refund?
I agreed to pay you $6.95.
Would you like a 50% refund?
50%?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know what you want at this point.
Let me ask you, why should I pay?
Because that's what you agreed to. That's what you agreed to.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Okay, sir. Well, maybe this was.
The watch was offered to me free, and you paid shipping.
Yes, sir. You didn't read the terms and conditions. You didn't read the terms and conditions. So now you are in a predicament because you didn't read, and you're trying to bargain. And
I may be in a predicament, but y'all led me into that predicament, making me believe I was going to get that watch for shipping and handling only, That's exactly what it said. Now you're saying I'm in a predicament. I think you're in a predicament, and I think you're in a position that you should treat me right.
I am treating you right, sir. I've tried to do multiple things. I told you to return the product. You don't want to return the product. I try to issue you your refund. You don't want the refund. I honestly don't know what you want.
I want you to return the watch to you if you'll credit the $59.95 in full.
All right. If you return that watch and pay that $9.95, you will receive that refund of $50.
That's not fair. That's jipping me, ma'am. you keep trying to make money off of me for nothing.
I'm not making any money off of you. I don't.
Well,
your company
is that you represent, and you're apparently they've trained you very well on what to say and what to talk to people like me that call in and complain. But it's just simply not fair. I remember distinctly. Very distinctly, that I took this little survey as it suggested, and says, "Gee, now that's nice, and for your efforts, we're going to reward you with your choice." And I think there was about four items to pick from, and one of them was this little smartwatch that all you have to do is pay the shipping and handling. So I looked to see how much the shipping and handling was, and it was $6.95. And I said, "How can I go wrong?" I paid $6.95 as it said, and that was the end of the story, period. Now, $59.95 is not, I don't owe that. It's not due. It needs to be removed from my credit card, and $59.95 issued credit right immediately. I don't even need to return the watch because you said you were going to give it to me free. And there was nothing said about no 14 days or no trial or none of that stuff that you mentioned was not there. And it was
okay,
sir.
As I stated, you can't even purchase anything without agreeing to the terms and conditions. But I have issued your refund of $59.95. You won't receive that $6.95 shipping and handling fee refund. I do have a cancellation number to give you. Do you have a paper and pen available?
I'm sorry. Say again, please.
Do you have paper and pen available for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in cat, A as in apple, 1, 2. C as in cat, the number 4. F as in Frank, D as in dog, 0, 8. D as in dog.
Okay, C as in Charlie, A as in apple, 1. 2, C as in Charlie, 4, F as in Frank, D as in David, 0, 8, and again, D as in David.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, what do I do with that?
That's just confirmation that your account has been canceled out. You don't have to do anything with that number. Just confirmation.
Okay. That means that you are issuing credit to my credit card for $59.95.
That's it. You should receive an email soon stating that you were issued a refund.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I shoot fair with everybody. I'm the most honest person on this earth. And if I owed you the $59.95, I wouldn't even be talking to you. If there was any way in the world I thought I owed that to you, you wouldn't hear from me. I'd pay it in full and be done with it. But honest to God, I'm not lying to you at all. There was nothing to indicate that amount of money was going to be charged to me. So I thank you for removing it. And can I expect credit in the next few days?
In 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, ma'am. And by the way, if I talked ugly to you or anything, I apologize. It's not, you work for the company. And it's, I'm not fussing at you personally. You sound like a real nice person, a real nice lady. So You're welcome, and I apologize if I sounded tacky to you. I didn't mean to.
You're fine, sir. I do understand, but I just wanted to just let you know before you purchase anything online to read fine print and also the terms and conditions.
Now, I'll tell you what, you've taught me a lesson. Okay. Next time I'll get a magnifying glass out and I'll look and see if there's any little tiny fine print somewhere that I'm overlooking.
Okay, but you make sure you do that.
I sure didn't see it on there, so I honestly did not. So, again, thank you. You're doing the right thing. And maybe in the future I'll have a chance to do some other business with you folks. You know.
All right.
You treat me right, and I'll try to buy something back from you, okay?
All right. Well, I'm glad I could help you today. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Can't get my phone hung up.